This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole, and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling! A piece of it just came out of here!
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Yes, I'm still at IANS in Orlando, but heading up afterwards to the United States Health Freedom Congress. Super Don, man.
Nice.
We're going to be, you know, see, I'm partying now with all of the people that have NDEs, near-death experiences, and tomorrow I'll be partying with all the people who love liberty. Maybe there's a crossover between the two. Anyway, we'll get to that. Today we're going to have some special guests on. And did I warn everybody that I was coming out of the NDE closet? Did I say that on the air, actually?
Coming out of the closet, finally.
Right?
Finally, after all these years. So help me understand, what exactly does that mean? What happened?
Well, yeah, we talk about coming out of the NDE closet. That is, you know, yes. I've had an experience that was very significant in my life, but I don't recall that I've ever talked about it on my radio show. I've kind of hinted at it and acknowledged that, but I don't think I've ever actually said it. So since now I've officially communicated it to an audience at the IANS conference, I thought, you know, I can't keep it in the bag any longer. I might as well chat about it with Super Don.
Okay, because this will be a first for me as well.
Right, and we haven't even talked about it, I don't think.
No.
So if anything sounds familiar, then you can remind me, oh yeah, you did talk about that. So, but we had just a great rapport. Tamara Calder Richardson, who we had on, she's known as the Southern Belle Medium. She's a sweetheart, really.
Oh, yeah, right.
Southern Belle, and just love her dearly. And she's been just wonderful. And so I shared, and she shared, she had like six NDEs. I only had one. And hers were much more visual, or I'll say experiential, in terms of seeing other entities or people that have passed over. For me, it was in sixth grade. I was sitting, I think, in the back of English class and cutting up with my buddy, Alex, who I've had on the show when I met R. Thomas. And I think we brought it up, in fact, when I was there last time. But we were just goofing off like we did, because I was kind of a class clown a little bit. I like to make teachers laugh, and, you know, occasionally I get in trouble, but I was usually pretty good about it. So we're in the back, and we have all the little pieces of felt. You know, remember F-E-L-T, felt?
You
can do an art and stuff. And I grabbed one, you know, and I put it up. It looked like, oh, look, this looks like a Hitler mustache. And I put it up to my nose underneath it like I did a Heil Hitler. I'm like, that's probably not a good thing for a Jewish boy to do. You know, growing up that way, I'm thinking, you know, we're laughing because we're giggling and we think it's so funny. And part of me is going, yeah, maybe that's not so funny. You're not like Mel Brooks who could pull this thing off. So I didn't. And we were laughing and suddenly I breathed that large piece of felt in and it went right to the trachea of my windpipe.
Ooh.
Blocked the oxygen flow immediately. I was like, I mean, I could not breathe. And I just, you know, your life's passing before your eyes. Suddenly you can't breathe. It's like you're drowning in air, right? And I just leapt up and ran out of the room. My chair went flying backwards. And all I could think of was Miss C. Smith. She's the science teacher. She'll know what to do. I mean, this is all happening as my life is passing before my eyes. I'm running. I'm not breathing. With every last energy ounce I have. And I remember barging through her room, running toward her. She's aghast, looking at me in terror as I just collapse into her arms. She catches me. That's my memory. That was the last I remember for I don't know how long. And I found myself immediately in this just extraordinarily beautiful meadow. Colors were more vivid than you can imagine colors that we see. The flowers were so real. The grass was green. It was just there were bees buzzing. There were birds there. And there's a brook or a river running by me. And there was a mountain range to off to my right. I could look out and see it now as if I was right there, snow capped. It was just gorgeous. And I felt the sun beating down on my skin. It just was a warm, loving, comfortable place. I was like, wow, this is awesome. I can hang out here. I don't mind this at all. This is very relaxing.
In your near-death experience, you ended up at Club Med somehow.
Something like that.
Interesting.
It was like this beautiful meadow. And I know some people see people and see Jesus or whatever. For me, it was just this beautiful natural setting that I was in that was just, I was overwhelmed with peace and calm. There was no fear. It was just great. And then the next thing I know, I'm back in my body and I'm getting pounded on by my back by the teacher. And I'm like, oh! And it obviously dislodged the felt. So I was able to, I swallowed it. I didn't even cough it up. It came out in the mouth. I just swallowed it, right?
A little fiber there.
Yeah, I know. Undigestible fiber. But, this was something that's like, how do you tell somebody, I just went to, I don't know if it was heaven, but a heavenly place, and it was beautiful, and now I'm back here in my body. I'm like, dude, that was an amazing experience.
Interesting.
Yeah, and so part of my young life upbringing, and I know we all feel this growing up, a little bit isolated, you don't feel like you fit in, and I thought, this would be great, man, if I could do that again. I want to get out of this place. This is, this place has misery, and, there's pain, and, I was a sick kid, too. I was functional, but sick. And so my thought was that, oh, that's cool. That must be what being spiritual is, just getting up to the mountaintop and, leaving everything. And it was quite the opposite in my life. Of course, I had the ailments, and that drove me to find a way to heal. And I was learning these principles about life itself and some things that are not so pleasant about the way this place is controlled. And again, over time, I would have to say that rather than, and my initial thought was, being spiritual and is about having those experiences or going somewhere else and leaving this place. It was like, no, you belong in life. You need to immerse yourself in life. You need to learn what you're here to do. You need to, talk to people, teach people, and, that vitamin L that I love to talk about, and everybody that I've interviewed at here at NDE's conference, talking about that love thing. And, some of the interviews I did said, I don't want to sound all airy-fairy. It's like, how I get. I don't care, really. But, it's perspective as well.
Whatever. I mean, it is what you experience is what you experience. And if somebody thinks it's airy fairy or whatever, that's their judgment. They can go pound sand.
I mean,
it is what happened.
Yeah, and I don't share this, to say, I want everybody to believe what I believe or do. It's like it isn't that. And some people will try to doubt that these experiences are real. They'll claim it's oxygen deprivation and hallucination. But of course,
synapses firing.
Yeah, there are too many doctors even. And again, some of the folks I've interviewed in books that I see here, in fact, from a medical doctor from the ICU, Lauren Bellick, I'm hoping to get her on. She wrote Near Death in the ICU, and she's saying, even the doctors that work in this realm know that there's a crossing over point when people are starting to see things that aren't there to the normal average person. And so it's not for me to try and convince anybody of this, but if you've had an NDE, again, you're changed forever, and usually for the better. And I like to, see people not fear death the way we fear death, and live life to the fullest and recognize, the loss of our good friend Jerry Doyle, that at any moment, at least physically, it's gone. And we're reminded of that sometimes only when we lose a loved one. And,
And I think it's one of those goals in life that you want to try and reach a point where you can acknowledge and think of those things before that happens.
Yeah.
It's not always easy, but it's a good reminder sometimes.
Sure. No, it absolutely is. And it was interesting when I was in with Tamara talking about it. One of her near-death experiences happened when she was given a pill for pain, a psychiatric pill they gave her, and she just had a sense not to take it. And it was so disruptive that, she was dying and she was out of her body, but she was locked into it. And it really confirmed even more of what we've talked about here for years. Why want to get people off of drugs, if they want to? I don't yank it from you, but the point is there's a lot of disconnect that those chemicals, those synthetics do, including, I believe, disconnecting us from the source of all sources. And I'm not saying that it's irreversible, but the fact is it really mucks up the works. And that's why I always want people to clean up their body, clean up their colon. You think that it's a physical thing, but really it's spiritual, honestly. And when I talk about health, freedom, healing, liberty, or liberty in perspective, it really for me is spiritual freedom. And that doesn't belong to any one religion. It belongs to, you know, your path, whatever it is. And you might claim it's this religion or that religion, but you can interview 100 people in your same church and they'll all have different views on what they believe. So, you know, that's why I don't talk bad of religion. I just want people to have the path that they feel good about, that supports them, that uplifts them, and I'm good with that.
Hey, it's what works for you, you know?
Exactly.
Everybody has their own interpretation and what it is that they need, and you know, just let people believe what they want to believe. Unless you feel it's a threat to you, and that's where you start to see people come out and trying to go after people. You know,
I think that this NDE thing, and I think it's growing. People are coming out of their NDE closet to talk about this stuff. Superdawn, I think it is a threat to the power structure, because if people recognize that they are, you know, immortal in a sense, you know, not in the physical body, but that real life continues, there's less control of orthodoxy. And I don't mean just in the orthodox religions. I'm talking about any orthodoxy that tries to frighten you on pain of death, right? There's more to this world, so to speak. And by the way, I was talking to Tamara before we went out there. I was talking to her about the loss of my friend, our friend Jerry Doyle, and she was getting a message, you know, from Jerry. It was because she's just that sensitive. Yeah, and the message from Jerry was, stop being so morose.
Oh.
You know, because we've been sad with his with his passing, and we've communicated those emotions from both you and me, and it's so Jerry. You know, he doesn't like morose. He's a humorous guy. He likes to see through it, and you know, he's still there. He's still here with us, Super Don. He really has acknowledged us, you know, I have that sense about him. He's a special soul. He really is.
He is. He's definitely going to be missed, but you know, we've got the memories of the good things and the lessons that we learned, you know, from him.
Yep.
And he's being a part of his life.
And he says he's happy to keep working with us from the other side, so that's cool.
Awesome.
Yeah. I don't mind that at all.
No.
All right. Well, Super D, we got about a minute before we got to take a break. I just want to give you a heads up. You know, we've got some surprises here on an NDE kind of themed show, IANS. I've got a doctor I met, a medical doctor, another physician. This guy's an orthopedic surgeon from Atlanta, Alex Doman. And he's got a love story to share. And I, you know, I don't know fully where it's going to go. I got a sense of where it might, but you know, this is love that never ends. It goes beyond the so-called grave, right? Beyond the veil. And I love stories. I have to go. I'm a little bit sappy when it comes to that. I'm not into chick flicks so much, but a real life love story is kind of cool. So we're going to tie in the NDE afterlife discussion a little later in the show, and we'll reveal that together. So
no chick flicks for you. Huh?
I'm not saying never.
You know what, guys, just got to be honest. Once in a while, when you actually break down and let yourself watch one, they're good. There's some good ones out there.
That's true Super D. We're man enough to admit it, aren't we?
There you go.
So all right, stick around. We've got a lot more broadcast healing to go, live from IANS again, heading up to the United States Health Freedom Congress. Hope to see all my health freedom heroes and friends, including Diane Miller and others. The Vax team is going to be there as well. Check it out. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. remembering to bring the power to heal back to you where it belongs.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only, without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Okay, now that I've come out of the near-death experience closet here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Super Don has had his experience with me talking about it. We're going to bring back someone who also came out of the NDE closet in public with me, Tamara Calder Richardson, and she's known as the Southern Bell Medium. We had her on, I think, last week, and it was just so much fun. Oh, yeah. Such a great connection we've had. We've just been having fun, and it's pretty intense, but it's bringing the love. And I have to say thank you for, the session that we, and I'm talking about what we just presented at IANS yesterday, because yes. It's, Sunday today. Right. So it was fun. It was just, I felt really comfortable. We're just rolling it back and forth, sharing the stories. It was just cool. I appreciate it. I appreciate that. I was surprised how many similarities that we had, because we're still learning about one another, and that we both have the sinus issues, and I've heard from various people that these sinus problems are common with NDEers, and I didn't know that. Did you know that? Well, no, I'd never heard it that way. I mean, I know the reason why it happens physically, but to reference it, if a lot of people that have NDEs also have sinus issues like I had, why? I don't know what that link is. I don't know. Well, that's a question for me, because I'm like, really? They go, oh, yeah, it's common. I'm like, okay, well, I don't know why that would be, so I'll just leave that out there. Yeah. You know, for me, I thought it was some other imbalance or whatever. No, and it was funny, because you also had the sinus surgery. I had the sinus surgery when I was a teenager. You go, deviated septum. Yep. I remember that. Yeah. And of course, we're told that our septums are deviated as if we're a deviant. And the reality is, God created us all with a deviated septum. That's the way air is supposed to flow, if you've ever seen, you know, a side view of the sinus cavity.
Yeah.
But it's the inflammation, it's the...
That blocks the inflammation.
Yeah, the inflammation. And, of course, you know, when we talk about allergic reactions, histaminic response is also inflammation.
Yeah.
Mucus is there. It just gets gummed up over the years. And, of course, I broke my nose so many times that one summer. It was okay to repair it, but it didn't heal my allergies because I still had the gut to recover. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and then with my nose hitting through like the windshield,
mm-hmm.
and it was shattered, I thought maybe that did it. But I'm not sold on that because they fixed it.
Yeah, yeah. So if it's fixed and you're still having problems, we ought to look deeper into it. Now, one of your experiences, ND experiences, we didn't talk about last time. You mentioned it at the last bit, one question, was about a drowning incident. Because my incident of NDE was drowning in air because I was choking, right? And so you had that, and what was funny about it is you said, "Oh no, here we go again," because you had already had like five NDEs at least.
Yeah,
at that point.
I mean, it was you kind of at that point know what's going on, but yeah, I was in the at Myrtle Beach at a hotel with my family, and I was I guess around seven, a little over seven. And I was swimming, and some teenagers were on top of me, and they didn't realize they were playing ball and so forth. And I panicked, and I could not get above them, and I don't think they noticed I was there.
So you're trapped underwater.
Yeah, it was the same thing with the breath. It was the same thing with the breath, and I started panicking, and I could not get up. And then I started seeing the light come through on the perspective underwater.
Mm-hmm.
That was kind of weird. Like it was like the it was like a horizon that was opening like this, and it was light. And then I'm like, I went at first, that's weird. And then I went, like any second, it was like this, like here, it's getting ready. It's like, you know, and that makes me realize that God's perfect timing is like a baseball to catch, like, and whether it's an accident or illness, it's like, and we're ready for you.
Right.
And then it's like, and someone pulled me out, and whatever, we're going to close that back up.
Yeah. And so, but you again, more of the experience is like, did you ever ask, how many times do I have to have this happen? At a certain point, you're like, okay, isn't that enough now, right? In the NDEs, I've done enough, right? I'm good at it, right?
Well, you know what? I had this being here at this conference, and of course, this is my first time too, and, you know, amazing, you know, knowledgeable people about different viewpoints of this whole topic, and just really lovely people. But it's made me realize, like, you know, I was really embarrassed to come out because it sounds like a bad comedy routine. Okay, six, really?
Yeah.
And it says, I think, and I really just don't want to own it completely, Robert, that six, there's something about me that must be hard-headed, that there's something that I'm not getting.
It's so good when we can look at ourselves and make fun of ourselves in that regard. It's like, you know what? I'm a bit stubborn, and once, not enough.
Yeah. And, you know, it was funny. I was kidding with a lady the other night, and I said, well, you know, if I don't get it right the first time, you know, when I took college algebra, I had to keep taking it, and I figured that I'm just going to dedicate it to really do it right. I'm going to do it 100%. So one is not enough. I'm going to go for six.
All right. Well, practice makes perfect. Maybe she's perfectly done with that.
I hope I'm perfectly done with that.
We'll see. We're going to take a break here. More with Tamara Calder-Richardson, and, of course, robertscottbell.com for all the links. Heading up to the United States Health Freedom Congress after the show today.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Today, How to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes, so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, the theme, as you figured out already, is NDEs. Why? Because I'm finishing up here at IAMS, the conference that's called the International Association for Near-Death Studies. And Tamara Calder-Richardson is with me, and we opened up to the group, and we had a nice discussion about our NDEs. And and I feel this is so imperative that we begin to be free to communicate this kind of experience. And before we do that, I just want to welcome someone who does communicate openly on many things, on many levels. She's our semi-unofficial, official veterinary doctor here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. She's become Dr. Marlene Siegel, just showed up here at IANS. Thank you for being here.
Yay. Thank you. It was a long drive.
it's across the state. And PascoVet.com, of course. And you have Southern Bell Medium, right, the website?
Yes. Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Yes.
And we've got that linked up in the show notes as well. So I think it's cool to connect because you've probably sensed already from Dr. Siegel, she's just really just spirit flows. It's open. She's, you know, she's a really holistic healer, very sensitive to these things.
Yes.
And a bright light, another bright soul. So
yeah, and it's funny because she's you got animals around you. Duh.
Yeah. Totally.
If I was an animal, I'd be around. You're very friendly.
Oh,
so
thank you.
Yeah, she loves them so much. So we were actually just talking about sinus issues. Funny enough, here we had the NDE because she said a lot of people that have NDE seem to have sinus issues, and you know, some level of confirmation for whatever reason we can't figure out why that is. Although I can say physically, I know why people have sinus issues. Sort of getting back and talking about healing the gut as well as a source point for a lot of allergies, respiratory issues.
Well, there's a metaphysical explanation as well.
Oh yeah, let's hear it.
Unresolved resentments, unresolved issues. Things that we haven't let go of, just chronic low-grade irritation.
Oh, okay, you got me there.
Mm-hmm. Look at that, yeah. So say it again, unresolved resentments.
Well, resentments, irritations.
Okay.
Irritations more. Resentments can also be cancer-related, but things that you just, that are low-grade irritants, you just haven't let go of them. They show up in your sinuses.
Okay, well, it could be, let's say, for example, we might have people in our life we can't fire, like certain family members.
Yeah.
That they're not as... They're very invalidating, let's say. I'm sure probably your listeners might know a couple, but, maybe, we all do, right?
Mm-hmm.
And every time you're around, you're like, hey, how's it going? And it's like, here it comes. But it's like, and you can't really ever get away from it. And I think that...
That can manifest that way physically.
Sure,
then.
Sometimes it's just below the radar. Like, you don't pay attention to it because it's so subtle that until your awareness becomes present, and then you see this fractal pattern of, oh, I've seen that irritation before. Oh, I've seen that irritation before. And then once you become aware of it and you actually let go of the emotions that are attached to it, you can actually heal it.
Yeah. Now, what's interesting about this awareness, sometimes you'll hear that the awareness... And it happens and the illness disappears or the ailment disappears. But sometimes, like in my case, I became aware of things, but I really had to work very hard in changing my diet and my lifestyle, learning, physically what were the causes and undo it over time. Like I didn't have that lightning bolt, which I prayed for at one point. Light, just strike me with lightning, God. I'll be okay. Just get rid of it, right? It happened not like that, but by teaching me how to heal myself through all of these methods over time. And I think it was more practical for me because what could I say to people about that come to me for health and help, right? Oh, just pray for lightning, right?
That's
not very practical.
That's a good point. Yeah.
And so I learned the way, and I say, here, do this. You can do this. And then very practically, like you're doing even with an e-book you're going to put out, right?
So, yes, that's correct. That's correct.
Tamara,
that's correct.
This is very laid out beautifully, simply. This idea of NDE shouldn't be so strange and foreign. We should be able to speak about this openly without fear of ridicule or even dissipating or eliminating your concern that you would be ridiculed at this point. Because it's just too important to remind folks who they really are at this point.
Which is spiritual beings, and this is our vessel.
Absolutely.
Which is why the taking care of yourself and cleansing it from pharmaceuticals or the side effects are so important.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys cover the five energy bodies?
Not yet.
Oh, wow. That's why you're here.
Yeah.
Well,
I must have shown up for a reason. Well, I cover this with my clients because when they come in with their pets and we're discussing the illnesses with their pets, it's very important for them to understand that there's not just a physical reason why they're there with their pet, but that there's a portal of information that's coming through as well.
Right.
So we talk about the five energy bodies, and the uppermost body is your spiritual body. Some people call it the soul. That's your connection to your higher consciousness. And then from there is your mental body. And from your mental body, that's where your thoughts are. You go into your emotional body. And I refer to the emotional body as your GPS system.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are feeling happy and resonance and alignment, you're probably going in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
If you feel dissonance and you have resistance and you have negative feelings, you're probably going in the wrong direction.
True.
And then from your emotional body, you go down into the etheric body. And from the etheric body, it coalesces and you become manifested into your physical body. So whatever you're thinking about and you're creating, it's going to take those pathways.
Mm-hmm.
And ultimately, it ends up in the physical body. But what you were just saying, Robert, is really profound because all those bodies are connected.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't treat one body without treating the other bodies. It just doesn't work. It is one continuum.
Right. No, and that's what I've seen. That connection has been so important because I was treated by doctors, allopathic medical doctors, who didn't look at anything connected other than the hip bones connected to the, you know, that concept, right? But, you know, that there are deeper sources for disease, or that even eating food that is loaded with toxins and preservatives could have a negative impact on cellular function, metabolic function of the cell. I mean, you think they should learn that before anything, but they don't, or they forget it, but they apply everything as if your symptom indicates a pharmaceutical drug deficiency of some specific kind. You know, a molecule approved or a series of molecules approved by the FDA. And you step back and you go, wow, that's really absurd. But that's the way a lot of us have lived our lives. It's a pill for every ill. And, you know, we talked about getting folks off of it, even from the standpoint of spiritual awakening, that a lot of this can be blocking awareness.
Well, I had a patient that I recently had to take to a referral center to have a little surgical procedure done. And I was talking to the board certified internist, and they're dealing with these cancer patients. These are animals, but they were dealing with their animal cancer patients, and they're putting them through chemotherapy. These people are spending, owners are spending $3,000 to $5,000. And I looked at what the food supplement they send them home on. First ingredient was water. Second was corn, genetically modified. Third ingredient was high fructose corn syrup. Now, really, you're treating this animal for cancer, and then you're going to turn around and feed him high fructose corn syrup? Like, what are you thinking?
Yeah.
And it was right on the can. It wasn't like it was a mystery.
But those are the experts. Those are the ones that, you know, that have been deified in our culture. As I said, we have a religion. That religion is modern medicine at this point. And it's not that there's not a place for doctors. I've never said that. There is. But the reality is where we place them is far outside their field of expertise.
Well, what we all have to do, and it's our responsibility, is number one, we have to look at the root cause of why things happen. If you don't do that, you're just condemned to getting the same problem over and over again in that same fractal pattern. It's going to keep coming back until you see what the root cause is. Then, if you can treat the emotional attachments to it as well, that's where true healing occurs. And I think that's why we're here in this time and place, is to be able to become aware, see these things, and do something about them.
Yeah, beautifully said.
Well, I'm really glad that you invited her here, because, my gosh, I was like, I thought she was just friendly. She's a little dynamite.
I know some people.
Mike, do you know? You know people.
Let's get our peoples together, right? It's a wonderful thing. It's exciting. It's like reunion time. By the way, this thing, you titled it, How to Understand and Assist the Dying to Make an Easier Spiritual Transition. Through the ideas and eyes of a medium. And that's, Tamara, what you're putting together. It's not ready as a PDF yet, but it will be. And I want to have you back on the moment it is, because I want people to know about it. You know, it's good training.
Well, here's the thing. Whether you're a nurse or the medical field, we all have loved ones that we get thrown into taking care of. And I think it's about tenderness and care and love. But when you know someone is not just ill, but you know that they're going to pass, maybe not exactly when, there's things that you can do to talk to them to validate their experience. And I have I put this thing together that I thought would be helpful, and I think it's got some meat in here, but it's kind of sweet, isn't it?
It's sweet. It's really a great energy. It's not threatening in any way. I think that's the thing. A lot of times this information for folks can be overwhelming, and you've laid it out so beautiful. I love this. The STEP, L-O-V-E process.
The love process.
That's great.
Isn't that what you do when you take care of people that you care for? You do it out of love. And, you know, where you listen, the listen and you learn from the dying. I mean, we can learn from them. They're having, can you imagine? When I was with my, I was very close to my grandmother when she passed, it was an odd feeling. I thought, oh, how am I going to feel being with her and during this time? And I knew it was like a week, you know, that week when they're in the hospital and, you know, everybody's on pins and needles. And I felt such gratitude to be there and experience this part of her life and to let her know how much she was loved. And there's things that we can do besides just drugging someone. And I'm not against drugs if someone is in severe pain. I get that. But there's only so much drugs you can give someone. And also, there's an experience there an experience they can have, I think, that's missed. One is validating them and listening to them and understanding what's happening and signs of in between this world and the next, what those signs are. And then as they're in between that, listening to that, if they talk about Uncle Bob, you know, that he came in and he brought his brother, and, you know, their past don't, you know, flip out. Just go, oh, okay, now what did he say? Because think about how sweet that is. Mm. When it's our time, don't you want to be met by your favorite loved ones over there? I mean, heck yeah, well, this is going to be a party. And so I'm thinking, God in his perfect order, he's got them ready. He's like, oh, and they're getting ready, and they're excited. And when they talk about it, they're happy about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's other things you can do. You can have color therapy. You can put their favorite colors. You could do a poster, think of their favorite pictures and colors, play their favorite music. I personally want Donna Summer and the Bee Gees. And
the disco
it's
girl
silly.
Over
it's
here.
Silly. Yeah. It's silly, right? Yeah. How can you be serious with that going on? There's touch therapy. I have a little puppy in here. Mm. My puppy, I love my Shih Tzu. She's my daughter. She thinks she's a person, and she watches TV, and she interacts in a way I've never seen an animal. And touching your pet, touching your wedding ring, touching your child's first baby blanket. So there are so many things that you can do with that. And then there's exercises like visualization, and there's a breathing, a divine light breathing thing that I talk about. And then there's also visualizations of connecting to the divine and angel, visualizing what that would be like. You know, depending on someone's religious background or what they think, you tailor it to whatever makes them feel good. And connecting to a former love. Do you know how many people, being a medium, that have loved ones that have crossed, that come through, they were like depressed, and now they're like, well, yeah, we're going to get together. And, you know, they get young when they get over there. They're like young again. So, like, it's maybe not quite the same way. I think it's much more heightened. But that romantic love exists over the other side, which is kind of, I've seen it and seen it and seen it.
Well, I've got to talk a love story next hour about From Beyond Back to Here, so we're going to talk about that too.
Oh, cool.
Can you guys stick around for another segment?
I'd be happy to.
All right. We got Tamara and we got Dr. Siegel. And again, links are up in the show notes, Southern Bell Medium, and of course, PascoVet.com. Check it out.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you aware there is a 99% chance that you are magnesium deficient? This causes devastating health effects on hundreds of critical functions in your body, yet it is one of the easiest things to remedy. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, here to tell you that we have the perfect non-invasive solution for this problem, and it's called Ease Magnesium. There are hundreds of magnesium pills and powders on the market that do not solve the problem because they tax your digestive system and can actually harm your kidneys. With our topical magnesium called Ease, you simply spray our fully absorbable liquid on your skin, and it instantly increases your magnesium levels. Ease relaxes your nervous system while smoothing out joints and muscles. Ease also allows you to have the deepest sleeps you can imagine while your body bathes itself in this essential mineral. To get the relief you deserve and see the benefits of all our activation products and order Ease Magnesium, go to easemagnesium.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's easemagnesium.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Links are up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. We have, of course, upcoming the United States Health Freedom Congress. The Truth About Cancer in Dallas is going to be happening. If you're not sure where we're going to be, just go to the website, robertscottbell.com. In the show notes, you'll find links to upcoming events, including our Constitution class at the Lakeside Inn in Mount Dora, August 13th and 14th. Limited space, please sign up now, and only a real limited number are going to experience the Second Amendment marksmanship training on the 14th. That's Sunday. So, all right, folks, we got another segment here wrapping up this first hour with Tamara, and of course Dr. Marlene Siegel joined us, and I feel like I'm surrounded by, like, not only beauty but dynamite, beautiful energy coming through, just that's connected and open, and I'm like overwhelmed. I'm just like, well, I'll just hang out.
He is
here.
Earning his brownie points. He knows the right things to say.
Listen, I'm blissing out here, folks.
Gosh,
it was so nice to have Marlene surprise us with a visit, and again, she's so cool because it's so complimentary to all the things we're doing and the sensitivities here. And like I said, I love being able to talk about this because it should be a normal part of everyone's life. And if you don't want it, that's cool. But I think it's enhanced my life because it gives me more insight into life, into why I'm doing what I'm doing, what we're doing. And I want people to know why they're here, that this is not a random act you've been thrown in just because somebody doesn't like you. It's because you're loved that you're here, is my point.
Right, absolutely. Or even here on this planet, this exact time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that, you know, we've all got our, why is this happening? Why didn't this go better? Well, we can choose in life to learn from those lessons or to be a victim.
Mm-hmm.
And I choose not to be a victim.
Yeah.
I think it's a period of time that we've chosen to actually bring things up so we can see it. I mean, if you don't have the contrast in your life, you can never figure out what you do want and what you don't want.
Mm-hmm.
So if you look at that as why am I seeing this? Maybe you're seeing it because it's the very thing that you want to get rid of or heal or resolve so that you don't have to keep doing it. So if you kind of feng shui your energy base, you get rid of that.
You're done with that.
Right, right. So once you see it, you realize that there's been a pattern there or you've seen it before. You have to have seen it before because it's in your vortex. Well, once you actually clear that through whatever means that you use to clear that energy, then you have made space that you can put something that you
positive
can
love
use.
And passion
exactly
and helpful to humanity. I like that. I am going with that. I'm sticking with it. I'm not going back. I like this answer.
Mm-hmm.
I am done with this. I'm going to do this. Well, you know, whatever, you know, unresolved issues we all have or whatever it is or questions, because you know we're powerful beings. And it's funny, I was talking to a lady the other night, she goes, you know, when I think something, blah blah blah, it just happens. So I try to keep it very positive and whatever, and the things that do linger, I need to ask, why are they lingering? What is it that I don't like about that? And I think for me, and it's unfortunate at this point, I wish I knew about this in my 20s, but is about boundaries, personal boundaries, and what I need, not just healthy for your body, which, you know, that's an ongoing process, but all of this is really, but emotionally and spiritually what I need. And not only does that change and refine, hopefully, for most people, but it's something that I think it's about self-love and giving that acknowledgement back to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And the people that don't do that, and it really doesn't matter who it is, that it's that's just not okay.
Mm. Yeah, and clearing the attachment to those conditions, because they're there because you are attached to it. It's kind of a simple process. So once you recognize that you're attached to something, for whatever reason, it doesn't matter. There's a variety of different techniques that you can do to actually release the attachment to it. And then once you're no longer attached to it, then you can put in the energies that are more serving for you.
Okay, we're going to work a trade deal. And I'm actually really good at what I do, but you know what? The healer needs healing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, very much so.
And the teacher needs to always be learning.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And if you're not, you're not growing,
mm-hmm.
and you don't have humility. Right?
Said it very well. I'm just so honored, like I said, to connect folks just like you guys together, as well as all the people listening out there on the Robert Scott Bell Show. You know, the audience, we love you. I love you, and I appreciate you so much. You can't imagine. It's just a great joy to be able to share these messages. And sometimes it's a little bit really, it's about this mineral we'll talk about, but other times we're going to talk about these bigger pictures, right?
Right,
and how to maneuver life with all the things that are happening. And Tamara, you've been extraordinarily gracious and releasing, revealing all this information too.
Oh, well, are you kidding? I feel so humbled and appreciative. Like, how did this all happen? I mean, being here and meeting you and meeting the play. I mean, it's just, it really has been extremely healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's healthy for my own soul.
Yay.
So thank you.
And Marlene, you're a blessing and a gift as well. Thank you for all that you do.
I always love being on your show.
You got it. We have fun together. Remember, links are up to both of them and more. And we've got more healing from IANS after the break. Go to robertscottbell.com. And remember, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, you know, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
so you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.